Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order, and the time is now 1:39 p.m. We're in Butchovich, room 205, in the nation's most beautiful capital city of rainy Juneau, Alaska. Today is Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Members present are Senator Tobin and myself, Senator Bjorkman. Senator Schauer will be along soon, and Senators Keel and Stedman are up in the esteemed Senate Finance Committee. Let the record reflect that we do not have a quorum to conduct business at this time, but we will begin the meeting in hopes that a quorum will appear so we can make a motion. Welcome, everyone, to Senate Transportation. Please turn off or silence your cell phones. I would like to extend an especially warm Senate Transportation welcome to our recording secretary, Heather Ramseth, and our LAO moderator, Doug Bridges. We have one item on our agenda today, and that is to review Governor Dunleavy's appointees to the Board of Marine Pilots. Two appointees have been referred to the Senate Transportation Committee for consideration for the board, Don Haberger and James Cunningham. We'll begin with Mr. Haberger, who is here in person. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Senate Transportation. Please put yourself on the record. Give us a brief statement about your qualifications and your desire to serve on the Board of Marine Pilots.
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Senate Transportation Committee. For the record, my name is Don Haberger, and I reside in Juneau. For the Marine Pilot Board, I've been involved in kind of the marine industry for decades, and that's part of my resume, and I'm actually going to address that issue a little bit. But my current status, or what I enjoy doing, is working on a couple of companies that I have. One is a service company. One of those contracts is with the Juneau Reentry Coalition, and I often come here and speak to you all about reentry issues and making communities safer. The other part of that business, or my businesses, is I call it my hobby business. And I invented a lure, and we have a patent on it. And one of these days, when I find more time, hopefully I can spend more time trying to make that business viable. So that's kind of what I'm doing today is as far as vocation. Other things that I've done, as I mentioned, I've been in the cruise tourism industry for decades. I worked with Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, and then that turned into a position with Royal Caribbean. I mentioned those because my resume is rather industry-centric, and there are a few things that I want to address about that centricity. In between my development of my own companies, I did some time with the state. I was director of CBPL, and also for a short time before the administration changed, I was deputy commissioner of administration. So that, in a nutshell, is my history. Now, the reason why I wanted to spend a little bit of time on kind of my history as a cruise agent is, in the past, worked for a company that did secure pilotage services. But I have no connection with any of those industries or the industry or those companies anymore. And I did want to emphasize that. And it has to do with our statutes. Our statutes say that the Marine Pilot Board is made up, and this is AS086210, just says that the makeup of the board is two agents, two pilots, and two public members, along with the Commissioner of Commerce. And the public members has a specific reference to AS080125. And this more specifically just talks about public members' qualifications. So number one in that section says, be engaged in the occupation that the board regulates. And I confirm to the Senate Transportation Committee that I'm not engaged in pilotage, nor am I engaged in any ship agency work these days. Been out of that career for a decade or more. The second piece of that is be associated by legal contract with members of the occupation that the board regulates, except as a consumer of the services provided by a practitioner of the occupation. Again, I confirm that I have no contracts with any agency here in this state, or out of state, actually, or pilots. And then the last piece of this litmus test is have direct financial interest in the occupation that the board regulates. And again, I confirm to the legislature that I don't have any direct financial interest. There we go. With the occupation or any member of the any of the pilot association. So with that, I have nothing further to add, and I give it back to you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Haberger. Senator Tobin has a question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I apologize, Mr. Haberger. I didn't catch which seat you're being appointed to.
One of the public member seats on the board, and one of two.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I don't have any questions. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next up is James Cunningham, who is joining us by phone.
Not kind of being able to make the trip down to Juneau, but as you can see, it's the cruise ships have started. It's getting really busy. But for the record, my name is James Cunningham. I was I'm renewing. I'd like to renew my appointment to the board. Initially, I was appointed in June of 22, and I'm renewing now. My background is in maritime industry. I graduated from Maine Maritime Academy, and I've worked on tugs and tankers and container ships around the world in positions like from AB up to Master Unlimited. Towards the tail end of my career, I spent a lot of time on the Sealand, Horizon Line, and now Masson ships that supplied the container ships that supply Anchorage and Kodiak and Dutch Harbor up here. The last two jobs I served as relief master on those three different, what they call V7s that you see coming into Anchorage frequently. I just ended up in Alaska because I sort of gravitated here. I just love the state, and the job came up to throw my hat in the ring with the Marine pilots up here for the Southwest region, moved my family up in 2015 and started training, became a deputy pilot in 18, and then I was Valdez qualified in 2021, and I have been piloting ever since. I live in Homer. Two daughters. It's a great place to live. I'm really lucky to be able to work on the board, and it gives me a chance to see just how business interacts with the marine industry and the state and everything, and if I can offer any help with my, just based on my experience in the industry, I hope I can do that. So, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cunningham. Senator Tobin has a question for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you again for raising your hand to re-up your appointment to the Marine Pilots Board. I am looking here at the conversation we had in 2023 where you identified some of the challenges for Marine pilots being able to attract and retain. And I'd like to hear a little bit more of your thoughts now that you've had 2 years on the board, if you have been able to make any headway or have any other insight about the challenges facing Marine pilots in the state.
Yes, James Cunningham. We've actively been bringing in more pilots. It's been a pretty dynamic time for the pilots around the country, actually, because the older pilots are retiring, and we're trying to bring in new pilots that have experience and that are young enough to spend a substantial career up here. Once you train a pilot, sometimes it's beneficial to the group to have them spend 20 years up here as opposed to coming in later in their career and only getting, 10 years or 5 years out of them. But the Alaska has always been sort of at the edge of the map, and we've gained some headway. We're getting younger, energetic applicants that are excited to come up here because it's such a beautiful place, and they're active, and they're really driven to come up, where in the past it was a little difficult because we weren't invisible. The main pilotage areas were that people knew about were San Francisco and New York and Seattle, Puget Sound and stuff like that. So it's more well known that there's opportunities up here, especially within the school, the academies around the country, like Cal Maritime, Maine Maritime, Kings Point. People are finding out about these the pilot opportunities up here, and what a beautiful state you can live in while you're working up here in an interesting job, and it's a great place to raise kids. We just had to get out there and sort of start talking to some of the younger guys coming up the ladder, men and women coming up the ladder. So it's gotten better. We're more visible, and I think we're going to continue to see more interest up here from the new future generations of pilots. Over.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cunningham. Follow-up, Senator Tobin. All right. Any further questions for either Mr. Cunningham or Mr. Haviger? Hearing and seeing none, at this time I'll open public testimony on these two appointees to the Board of Marine Pilots. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Come forward if you like. Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone online? Seeing and hearing none, at this time I'll close public testimony. Is there any committee discussion of these appointees? At this time, I'd like to thank each of these Alaskans for their willingness to serve the state as a member of the Board of Marine Pilots. We appreciate the work that you do and the sacrifice of your time that you make away from your businesses and families in order to serve in this role. We'll take a brief at ease. record. The time is now 2 p.m. and we have been joined by the Honorable Senator Jesse Kiel. Madam Vice Chair, may I have a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, having complied with Alaska Statute 39.05.080 and reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees, I move to advance Don Harbinger and James Cunningham to a future joint session of the legislature for the purposes of confirmation.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing no objection, the appointees will be advanced to a joint session of the legislature for confirmation. I remind members that their signature on the committee report in no way reflects their intention to vote for or against an appointee during the joint floor session. We'll sign the paperwork following the adjournment of today's meeting. Information about upcoming transportation meetings next week will be coming this afternoon. As there is no further business currently before the Senate Transportation Committee, we are adjourned at 2:01 p.m. Thank you, everyone.